This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehvash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat Sankalp Abhiyan today through video conferencing. The launch will mark the beginning of a 100-week nationwide Jan Bhagidari campaign against substance abuse. Youth across the country from over 10,000 locations will participate in the program. My Bharat volunteers, My Bharat National Service Scheme volunteers, youth clubs, schools, colleges, universities, NGOs, youth wings of industry associations, and more than 125 partner spiritual organizations will also join the program virtually. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has credited Indian youth for achieving progress in the area of science, technology and sports and called upon them to contribute in the areas of cleanliness drive, conservation of water and natural resources and gift Indian artifacts. He was speaking after inaugurating the Swami Vivekanand Cultural Youth Centre Vivek Smarak in Mysuru yesterday. The Prime Minister emphasized that Swami Vivekanand's vision was to mentor our youth and empower them to work for nation building. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda yesterday reviewed the preparedness for the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEET PG 2026 to ensure the smooth, secure, transparent and technology-enabled conduct of the examination. The exam is scheduled to be held on the 30th of this month. Maharashtra government has initiated an inquiry into the foreign funding received by the Cockroach Janata Party and certain other organizations. Minister of State for Home Pankaj Bhoyer said the investigation is examining how the funds were utilized, while the Enforcement Directorate is also conducting a parallel probe. He added that appropriate action will be taken if the funds are found to have been used for illegal activities. Uzbekistan's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Saidov Bakhtiyor Odilovich, will undertake an official visit to India from tomorrow until the 5th of this month. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, during his visit, Odilovich will call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan and also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He is scheduled to attend a business forum in Delhi. United States has urged its citizens across the Middle East to remain alert and be prepared to leave if tensions escalate. The advisory comes amid reports that President Donald Trump is considering further strikes on Iran as Washington presses for the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Kuwait said today that it intercepted and destroyed hostile drones targeting vital facilities, and another commercial vessel came under attack in the Strait of Hormuz. Firefighters contained a massive wildfire in southwestern France today, allowing nearly 1,98,000 people to return home after one of the country's largest peacetime evacuations, even as new fires triggered fresh evacuations in southern France and Greece. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Rajasthan, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim for today. Heavy rainfall is also expected to prevail over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands over the next 2 days. India climbed to fourth place in the Commonwealth Games medal standings in Glasgow with a total of 39 medals including 13 gold, 17 silver and 9 bronze. The latest came from 5,000 meter race where India's Gulveer Singh bagged bronze. In boxing, India delivered a stellar performance, winning 7 gold and 3 silver medals. Boxers Preeti Pawar, Jasmine Lamboria, Sakshi Chaudhary, Priya Ghangas, Arundhati Chaudhary, Sachin Sivach and Ankush Pangal clinched the gold medals, while Jadumani Singh, Lavlina Borgohain and Narinder Barwal won silver medals in their respective weight categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.